We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and I got a sore back because I'm old and fat.
Yeah.
Well, this, you're my friend. This is the part where you go, you're not that old. You're not that fat.
I don't want to lie to you. I do thank you, though, for dressing up for Halloween. This would be the Halloween edition of We Talk Wrestling.
I guess it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Mo is, as everybody, this is not a video podcast. Mo has showed up as the Beer City Brawler.
That's pretty close, actually. From ROH, the Beer City Brawler. Probably my most favorite. He's over with me.
Yes. He gets those drop kicks and everything.
Yeah, I know.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He's the modern day Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah. With more beer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But, that's a good point. You were watching some ROH, were you?
I was. I'm not fully caught up. I understand that Mr. Roderick Strong is the new television champion.
But that's on TV tapings, though, so that hasn't aired
yet. That hasn't happened yet, no. Yeah. So, spoiler alert.
Yes. Yes, that's how spoilers work. What you like to do is...
tell them.
Tell the spoiler. And then tell people that's a spoiler
alert. Well, that's how I like to do it, because I'm also dressed up for Halloween.
As an asshole,
yes. Actually, I dressed up yesterday for Halloween. It was a Halloween party, and I went... as Papa Shango.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Oh. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody knew who that was.
Well, at least you were these sugar skulls are the big thing there. These are the sugar skulls is like a Day of the Dead Mexican things. So, I don't know. Apparently, they're skeletons. The cut lawns, I don't really know. But they're all the rage, apparently. So that's what the official costume was. But if anybody asked me, I told them I was Papa Shango.
Oh, good, good.
Yes.
The point is that this is... because you're going to Vegas.
Yes.
And you're going to spin the wheel and make the deal.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. I'm going to go to the MGM.
Mm-hmm.
And I will spin the wheel, make the deal.
Can't you go... That's not where the Cobo Hall is, isn't that?
No, that's in Detroit.
Detroit.
I do want to go to visit the Nitro Grill.
Oh, yeah. The Nitro Grill.
Yeah. I understand most of their food is stale.
I want to go visit the Nitro Girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shay.
So, Shay, I understand life's not working out well for you. And
yes.
Maybe you just... what you need is a change.
Mm-hmm. Enough is enough?
Enough is enough, and... if you want to get married.
I lost my bid to be the Blue Blazer for Halloween this year.
Oh, you have the masks.
I know, that's what I said. And I just and I said the producer could be Jeff Jarrett.
Mm.
And I showed her a picture of Jeff Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
And that apparently was a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
She did, however, say, "Don't piss me off." So I was like, see, this is...
And then she called me a slap. And then she told you're going to be a slap nut tonight.
She's already in character.
Slap nuts.
Slap nuts.
That had a chance to get over.
Yes.
Speaking of which, I'd like to mention again.
Speaking
one more
of not
time,
getting over.
Yeah. Speaking of not getting over, Halloween isn't over with me. I'd like to mention one more time that if you're an adult and you're dressing up for Halloween,
mm-hmm.
you're an idiot. It's meant for kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Adults shouldn't be dressed. I saw Stephen AJ
Lee
on Facebook, and he said he's dressing up as Hulk Hogan for the Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if he already owns some
black people.
I wonder if he already owns some white sheets and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Wow.
If you're actually dressing up for Hulk Hogan, I hope he's kidding. Maybe Hulk Hogan, not so.
I hope he has protection if he's going to go around dropping N-bombs all night. By the way, B and I this afternoon watched WrestleMania 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
good WrestleMania.
Partway through the WrestleMania.
That is your first time ever watching it, right?
It is. About right after the first round matches are done in the title tournament, they just show like Donald Trump and he's signing an autograph for someone, and Jesse Ventura goes, "There he is, Donald Trump, a Hulkamaniac. You really think so?" And Gorilla goes, "Absolutely." And I looked at B and I went, "Yeah, they're both racists."
That's funny.
I truly believe that the Donald Trump lived by the three commandments of Hulkamania: the training, the prayers, and the wall building.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you liked Raw?
Oh fuck no.
So Heck in the Sec is tonight, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So we're gonna record this, then we're gonna go watch it, and then.
But we've been kicked out of your living room.
Well, no, we were gonna do this anyway.
That's true, but we have been kicked out.
We have, yes.
So we're going to watch it maybe on your computer, or maybe we just tape it and catch up. I don't know how we'll... But we'll
yeah, no, it's 2015. We're going to tape it.
Look, I work for a major network and a service, a cable internet provider.
I thought you were
They still have tapes littered all over the place.
Oh, I know.
It's unbelievable. They only got rid of tapes like 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they've got them all over the place.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm just checking my fantasy sports while this is called filibustering?
Filibustering.
Actually, I don't know if this is really what filibustering is called. I hear the term.
NXT Superstar. Filibustering.
Oh.
Yeah. I watched Breaking Ground.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Which debuts after Raw. It was only 30 minutes, and we had 30 minutes to kill.
Yeah.
And it's narrated by William Shatner.
Oh, that's right. I saw that, yeah.
And
that was a late deal that they put together.
It follows... it follows like Baron Corbin. And I don't know if it's all of these in this episode. It's funny. Baron Corbin, they talk about quite in depth. They talk to this guy that used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah,
I forget his name now, so he's really good. But he just got a concussion. So the whole point of this episode was showing how serious they take concussions. And yeah,
we don't have an agenda.
They had it was actually opening his segment. Ralphus was standing there, going, "They're good people."
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But it actually was interesting to see some of their concussion tests actually in action. So that was interesting. But
isn't that the impact test?
Hmm? No. I watched it.
Oh.
Nobody watched his impact.
Oh, okay.
But I saw a well-known independent.
Oh, yeah?
TNA.
Yeah.
James Storm made his NXT debut. He was at WCW in 2000, and then for the last 15 years, he's been in the independent circuit.
Is that what he said?
But then they knew everything about him. They're like, well-known tag team and singles wrestler. And then, like, his finisher, they're like, "Oh, you know what's coming next." And then
the crowd probably knew all his spots, right?
He did his move. I'm like, I went nuts for him, yeah.
Yeah.
But
oh, that's hilarious.
Then he did the sorry about your damn luck after the after
that's
the match.
That's one of the funniest things. I mean, let's face it. Now TNA might be considered an independent.
Yeah.
There was a point though there they weren't.
No, that's right. That was when James Storm was really at his peak.
Yeah.
AMW and beer money.
Yeah. Before they fucked it.
Probably more beer money. But
I think beer, I don't know, both. Both.
Both.
The thing is the company was bigger when it was beer money, but his spot in the company
not his liver spot.
But
not his dog spot, like his dog spot.
Yeah. But his dog spot in the company was probably bigger. Like AMW actually headlined some of those pay per views back in the day.
Yeah.
Like that's right. The tag team titles actually headlined in pay per view.
Yeah, wasn't there like an Ultimate X AMW against, and they had the cage. What were they called? It was like Elix Triple X.
Triple X, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Daniel Skipper and Loki, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Triple X.
Yes. Gollum.
Triple X, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I think that...
It was, and then there was Triple X, and then didn't they have the Sports Entertainment
Extreme
SEX?
Yes, that was Russo.
And the company was called TNA.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're good. They're really good.
Fucking idiots.
I hate them.
Speaking of hating them.
Oh, yes. Well, I was just going to say to finish the breaking ground thing here quickly.
Oh, okay.
This guy, anyway, they're concussion testing. They have to kill him. His name is Tino, is his nickname. It's like Antonio Tino, and it's got some Italian last name. Anyway.
Okay.
He was there for the NFL for 7 years, and then he got cut short, and now concussions are plaguing his thing. Then they did some chicks. They have, like, this 19-year-old girl who's, like, upset that she keeps getting bumped from the card. On these NXT cards, and it's like blah, blah, blah. But, and then there's a, then it's, what's the one that gets her head patted? Devin. And they
oh, that tell one,
Devin,
yeah, yeah.
Who's been cut. Devin's been fired, yeah. About a week ago. So I think that'll lead to her firing, because the end of the show was like a cliffhanger, where it's like the vice president of talent relations is, calling someone in their office, but you don't know who.
So. Wasn't she like an announcer?
Yeah, trying to be a wrestler.
But oh, she's trying to be a wrestler. Oh, that was the mistake.
And so she was an announcer, but she was also working trying to be a wrestler behind the scenes, but she got like two major injuries, and they didn't want her as an announcer. They wanted her as a wrestler, so it was just one of those things. And
I just wanted her.
Yeah. So now that she's been fired, if her life has really hit rock bottom, and she's looking to start over.
That's right.
Mo at wetalkpodcast.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get a hold of me.
Area code 403. No.
Well, no, that's Gold Dust.
Oh, right. And he's not interested in women.
No, here's I made a mistake last night because it wasn't a mistake because it was great wrestling, but it was a mistake because all of a sudden the best wrestling, even in the women's division in NXT, doesn't seem so great anymore, because I watched some of the All Japan women's wrestling from the early 90s, like Aja Kong and Manu Toyota, and I don't know.
Manumi Toyota.
Manumi, yeah. And, that's what I said.
And what's her face there?
Cutie something.
And then there was Bull Nakano.
Bull Nakano was she? I didn't see any of her matches, but she was one of them. She was there for some of it, and... Suka was there. Yeah.
Bertha Faye.
Bertha Faye was there. The Ripper.
Yeah, the Ripper, right? That's Ronda Singh, the Ripper, yeah.
The Ripper versus Aja Kong was one of the matches I actually watched.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, this NXT, I'm like, because NXT is pretty great. Sasha Banks has a real shot to be Wrestler of the Year, because you look at, like, NXT takeovers, every time she's had a chance to be put in a spot to have a great match, she pulled through, like her, and she's done it against Charlotte, she did it in a four-way, she did it against Bayley,
Becky Lynch,
like she has, but then you watch this, and you're like, no, there's a whole other level, like, the storytelling is pretty good, from like a Sasha Banks and these things,
right,
but like as far as like actual wrestling,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole other level that they're not even close to, and tonight we'll get Charlotte versus Paige, or versus Nikki. Versus Nikki. That's a whole other level down from Bayley versus Sasha. It's probably going to bite me in the ass here this week. I'm going to be like...
B calls, because he knows that Lesnar is fighting Brock in the cage from last pay-per-view. So he's like, okay, I'll come over and watch it. And then, so this afternoon he's asking me, so what are the other matches? Yeah. And I'm like, the Dudleys in the New Day.
He doesn't watch wrestling very often.
No.
Like, he watches maybe once every two pay-per-views for us. Isn't this like the third fucking time he's already seen New Day versus Dudleys?
Twice.
He's seen it twice, okay.
Because he didn't come over for the Madison Square Garden. But he's been at the last three pay-per-views. He came for SummerSlam, Night of Champions, and now this.
Yeah.
But he's just, that's what he said. He's like, again?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, yes, again.
Yes. And what's the different stipulation? Nothing.
No. I understand that Spike Dudley is going to be back tonight, though.
Isn't he going to be challenging John Cena?
He's going to be unannounced there. So
yeah,
yeah. They're calling it a Rowan.
Oh, Christ! Was that awful? Is that awful? I did like the two sheep masks next to each other, but that looked kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
And but then, like, again, no explanation, and no explanation about Harper, but, I mean, that, you know, that's not my major bitch with the show was Raw, and I have a lot of bitches with this show.
No explanation about Orton.
They got to him. They got to him. That's what they said.
No, that's what JBL said. Like, as they were going to commercial.
As they were going to commercial. But that's also what Cole said.
Cole said, we don't know.
No, I guess we don't know for sure, but no, I mean, even Ambrose said, yeah, they got to him again, or whatever. Here's the thing. He might have been hurt, and he's probably been hurt for a while, but he's not really interested in doing a full-time schedule anyways.
No.
The guy's in semi-retirement. The guy's in practically good. I bet you in 2016... he doesn't make that many more dates than Lesnar. He
does, like 10 dates, I bet,
No, seriously. Which is actually good.
Yeah.
That, like, it will actually make him fresher. But it means you can't count on him for doing anything.
No.
Just,
you know what this means? If he's a part-time guy, it is Orton and Lesnar at WrestleMania then.
Why not?
Because that's a big match. And only part-time guys get the big match.
That's true.
And you know what? He's not an idiot. And I bet you he just sat around and saw that and was like, oh, okay, I'll do that then.
Yeah. But I mean, it's
I'm not even kidding. I'm sure that's actually what happened.
That's possible. Yeah, it's possible. But, you know, I'm not. It's a real shame for him. Like, he's going to cut into his time to shit in Diva's bags.
I know.
He's not
going to
have the right time.
And they're bringing up all these new girls.
I know. Right? I know. There's a lot of bags to shit in.
Shit in Bailey's bag yet?
We assume. He doesn't shit.
Well, that's true. I mean, they were all there at SummerSlam weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so he's done it.
Yeah.
There's other divas he hasn't shit in yet. He hasn't shit in Tyler Breeze's bag.
Tyler Breeze gets up and it's you know, I mean, not bad place to be put with Summer Rae, who... Yeah. By the way, I mean, she did quite a bit of wrestling in NXT. Never wrestles now. Is not part of this Divas Revolution. She has a better chance than... I mean, she's not a great wrestler, but she's probably better than Nikki or Brie or Tamina Snuka even. Or
she's not like, she's not fucking anybody important.
Yeah,
you can't chant that at her. You fuck. Oh.
Nobody. Sorry. Yeah, it was Fandango, right? And that wasn't important.
Yeah, you.
But she's with Fandango. She was with Fandango, and now she's with. Now she's with Tyler Breeze. Who's gonna be the next Fandango?
Yeah,
like, this guy. He's gonna probably go over in this feud against. Ziggler, and then they're gonna give up on him, and he'll be on an NXT. He'll be a superstar main event wrestler within a year. To 6 months.
The thing is if cooler heads prevail, like they...
Well, they can't afford to do that with them. They should be pushing them.
But cooler heads, but they if won't, cooler heads prevail, idiots. Like they probably will, and they usually tend to do.
Oh yeah.
You know, with Vance, he's a pretty level-headed individual.
Oh, for sure.
No, but if they did it really, then yeah, it would go over on Ziggler. Then he would go into a feud with Rusev and lose, and then he'll. That's when he'll become this jobber and teaming with
it's the Rusev Adam Rose thing or is Fandango they're obviously positioning Sheamus and Rusev and
Barrett
Barrett, sorry. Yeah, they're obviously positioning them as, like, some actual faction. And they are all foreigners.
Like a European faction or something, right?
Yeah, like, they obviously are positioning them as some sort of faction. And that just seems to be the case with Rusev is, hey, he's gonna stay a heel. He's not gonna have any major one-on-one feuds. He's just gonna be part of this group as a new stable, basically. And as far as Lana, we'll deal with that when she gets back. Will she be back with them? Will she be doing something else? Since she was sort of over as a babyface, but not like they were thinking, oh, we're gonna build the division around her. That's obviously not the way to go. I mean, obviously if you're not building the division around Sasha, you're like tonight we're gonna be hearing. I'm sure we'll be hearing we want Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Massively during that show.
And this is in L.A.
Yeah.
Any word? We haven't heard about the status of Miss Rousey.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
This was the show.
But she has...
she's got a fight.
She's got a fight November 14th. So in Australia. So I'd be pretty surprised...
Yeah, to see her there.
To see anything. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible.
It's just that was the show. And then she's got a fight. Is she going to be fighting at 200? Is that the thing that's around Canada Day there?
July? I'm not sure.
So that'd put her... I'm just thinking that'll put her out for... she's got movie commitment or something, too.
She's
out of Mania.
But here's the thing, is she's going to beat Holly Holm in... 30 seconds, if that, 25 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be, you know, she's going to destroy her.
Yeah, she really is the Baron Corbin of UFC.
Yeah, which is why she's actually over.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I was thinking about this. I'm like, why is Lesnar over? Why is Rousey over? Why was Pacquiao and Mayweather over at their time? Why was Tyson over? Why was Goldberg over? Mm-hmm. What did they all have that's the same?
Yeah.
Domination.
Exactly.
Absolute domination. They were all dominant. They were all...
That's how Adam Baum got over, right? Total destruction.
They were all... Yeah, I mean, but they were all awesome. You look at Lesnar and you go, he's awesome. That's why he gets the biggest reaction. Because when he comes out, everybody goes, he's awesome. So what you're doing with your world champion is booking him to be the exact opposite of awesome. And he'll never draw.
Oh, God, no. But he's a winner now.
I'm a winner!
Woo! He's won two matches.
Yeah.
In one show.
Yeah.
It's a record.
Yeah, and tonight he probably loses by DQ. Something like that.
And stupid Shield thing was tarted. And they're like, I just love how they had to do the Shield versus the Wyatts, and Harper couldn't be there for family commitments.
And Harper was the one who's the worker.
So they rushed Rowan in.
Yes.
To fill the spot, and it's just like, fuck. And then Roman, you know, he's been fucked out of the title with the Money in the Bank by him. They've been up in this quote unquote blood feud, the one that spilled all over the arena so much that they had to go inside of a cell.
Yeah.
And come on in there, man. Sit down. I just want to talk to you.
Remember when you were threatening my daughter?
Yeah.
No big deal.
Can we just, please?
You're afraid of me, you know that?
I just want to talk to you.
Oh, fuck. Can't we all just get along?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And then, but, I mean, the thing with Raw that stood out to me is...
Nothing stood out.
No, but
that's it. I mean, because I did say to you, I was like, I want to
bitch about Raw.
I want to bitch about Raw before we watch Hell in a Cell, and we'll come back and we'll bitch about Hell in a Cell.
Like, Raw,
if that sucks,
Raw. What was on Raw?
And I was like, exactly.
And you're like, it was with all the legends. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember Raw. It's funny because they've fallen in love again with Eric Bischoff.
And
so now WCW is getting, you know, with these DVDs and on the network, they're adding new Nitros, they're, you know, putting more Nitros on and such like that. And it just, and so they're doing all this, and it hit me when Flair come back and Taker and Austin and did absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
all
nothing.
All three of them did absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
and that's when it hit me, I'm like, this is 1999 WCW. This is late 98, 1999 WCW. This is a WCW that the Ultimate Warrior could not help.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is, you know, this is the no matter.
And nobody watched this show.
The
ratings were terrible again.
The return of Hulkamania could not help.
Yeah.
Right? And from Hollywood Hogan. And all of these things. And it was just, like, the days of being able to hotshot shit are over. They
yeah.
have nothing left
because
in
they've
their
done
guns.
It so many times.
Exactly,
they've done it so many times, and when you do it, when you do have when you do have a Flair out there, and his
Ooh.
Whole role is to say, "I love this guy. Don't you guys love this guy?" And then
Ooh.
That's it. I'm like,
yeah.
Austin was worse. I mean, 4 years. I mean, this is where I finally went. You know, it's always been who's better, Rock or Austin? Rock or Austin? Man, when Rock came back, he rocked that place after like he was gone for years.
Yeah.
He rocked that place. He cut one of the greatest promos in history when he came back. He showed the goosebumps. The place was going nuts. That was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
When Austin came back...
In Texas.
He had nothing to say.
No.
He did not cut anything, a promo that was special. Didn't do any sort of angle. But even if he didn't, even if it was just a great promo,
mm-hmm.
even if he had one that... And I know this is a last-minute thing, but they're like, fuck it, be on the show.
Yeah.
But even if he had something to say for all these years, Rock obviously had something to say after all these years.
Yeah.
And he did, I mean, even when Rock, before he talked about John Cena in that promo, he was rocking it. It was great.
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
No.
There's fucking nothing. I'm like, well, not even Austin is up to the Rock's level. And that's what, it's like, now it's settled for me. Like,
yes.
Rock is better than Austin. Because that's after 4 years, that's... But that's it. After you bring back Shawn Michaels, who at least did something. But
I was
going
to say, Shawn was the best of the bunch.
Yeah, so Shawn Michaels did, but the crowd didn't give a fuck.
Well, the funny part was that, like, three people in the crowd, when he's like, and I was in a Hell in a Cell, but who was that against? I can't remember. And, like, three people went,
Undertaker.
That's Undertaker.
It's a fucking Undertaker.
Yeah, some guy in the 50th row.
Yeah.
That's Undertaker. No, it was... Yeah, okay, but the point is, you bring him back, but really all you do is bring him back to say, your current guy isn't as good as me.
And you, yes.
Your guy you have right now is not as good as the guy who's no longer wrestling.
I was never trying to be the next.
So that's
not
great.
Anyone.
That's great. So he,
by the
so
way,
really
you know
that the guy, your world champion gets buried by him. Your other legends, both of them have nothing to fucking say. And your last legends are Taker and what the fuck are you doing with Lesnar? Jumping up and then walking away in a total heel move. Can't you fucking... Like, is Taker going to be the heel? That was how you were going for the longest time.
Yeah.
Then you're like, fuck it. We don't care anymore. And you know what? All of it just... It muddies the situation.
Heyman...
It doesn't matter if they're... Like, you said it before.
Yes.
Doesn't matter heel or face. It should be. These guys can't wait. They're going to kill each other.
Yes.
There was no sense that these guys were going to kill each other.
No, not like this. That's what built the SummerSlam match.
No, not
that brawl. That brawl carried SummerSlam for 3 weeks.
Yes.
That brawl. And Heyman couldn't save it as best he tried.
No.
He's in your head. Now you're in his head. Like, I'm like, okay,
no.
I was like, okay, that... But I looked at it, I'm like, what else are you going to say? That's the best try you can do? If you're going to say anything, that's what you're going to say? But
yeah.
It just didn't work. Like,
no.
It was like, no. Like, thanks
yeah.
for coming, Paul. I know you're trying. I know this is shit.
But
so
this
I
is
think.
Shit. And it's like, all of that, because I remember said to you... I said, I bet you that show, I bet you Raw is more important, or is a better show than Hell in a Cell. And you said, I don't know about that. This is last week.
Yeah.
You said, I don't know about that, but I bet you it's more newsworthy.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
It was not. And the thing is, well, the only newsworthy thing coming out of the show, and they always build, and they're always good ratings, so I can see why they're doing it, but now they're building to a wedding, right? They've got it. It's probably somewhere before the Royal Rumble, I would think, to start to kick off the season. Maybe the first Raw of 2016. They'll do that with the wedding. But because they pulled the trigger on the angle, Brock Lesnar and Stone Cold Steve Austin are getting married.
Yeah.
That's what I took out of Raw. They're
Pretty
at least
much.
Sucking each other's dicks.
No kidding.
Holy fuck.
Was that
fucking... My first note, Austin was shit.
Even the Austin podcast.
That's what I mean.
Like,
the whole
like,
thing.
We were hoping for an angle, but even without that, we thought it'd be interesting. I'm like, it was not. I was fucking. I only watched 20 minutes. I couldn't watch anymore. I was so bored.
I know. The only good part, I was fast forwarding through it. The only good part that I liked was when Lester was talking about riding up and down the road with the Big Boss Man and Mr. Perfect.
Mm.
And I'm like, that would be a great car to be in.
Yes, that would be fun. That would be fun.
Everything else? Shit.
Well, but it was. I mean, that's the thing. He doesn't have anything really interesting. Like, as a guy, he's not an entertaining guy. He's not going to cut a lot of jokes. He doesn't have the great stories. He doesn't have the...
No.
You know, he's not going to say anything controversial, obviously. So, I mean, whereas... It was great when Austin talked to Vince. It was great because he took him to task on a few things.
Right.
When it was Hunter, he took him to task on
a few
things.
They're a little more open, yeah.
A little bit. Not quite as good, but he took him to task. When it was, you know...
Really grilled Paige.
Well, but I can't blame him on that one.
No, I can't either, but I don't know. Who was the other one that he had?
Heyman was great because Heyman is great. Edge and Christian were fine because they're fine. But Lesnar is not, like at least they're entertaining, at least, but there's nothing there. I'm like, fuck, they've jumped a shark on this, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's not, like, maybe Taker. Like, that's the only guy that I think they can put out there.
Bischoff. Shane.
Bischoff wouldn't be good.
No, I guess it wouldn't be good. Shane McMahon would be interesting.
Shane would be interesting, but only if they really were willing to, like, let him open up.
Well, yeah.
You know, and Austin was willing to go at it. But even then, here's a guy so far removed from the business that really the best thing to do would be to bring Vince back and, like I say, have him go... So you're still fucking up this, and you're still fucking up that.
Yeah, let's follow up on what we talked about last
night. Still got all those writers. 28 now is the last count that I heard, so we added another one. This isn't like Hulk Hogan talking about Andre's weight and always adding 50 pounds every year.
No.
They literally just keep on adding writers.
Yes. It's but that whole thing was like, I was just like, wow, this was the worst one yet.
It was.
Because I learned nothing new. I mean, at least with Paige, it was like, oh, okay, well, there's Paige, and then I don't know a lot about Paige.
No, so, but a lot of the stories, at least Paige has an engaging personality.
Yes.
Brock is...
And boobs.
Yeah. Brock is...
And she apparently knows who Sally Jesse Raphael is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she does. I'm sure that's not written for
her. Yeah, no.
I'm sure she got that.
She
goes,
came up with
the
that
fuck
on
is
her
that?
Own, yeah. People wear red glasses? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that Urkel? Yeah, but it's the whole show again. And so you tack on an Austin podcast that was 4 hours of crap.
It was you know? Nothing happened on the Austin podcast. It was boring.
Nothing happened at all
on the wrong. Like it's, again, you are obviously desperate enough to bring back all these legends.
Yes,
you are desperate enough. You're going. You want to sell your Hell in a Cell. You're getting killed in your ratings, and you're desperate enough to bring back all these legends.
Yes.
And you had such a small bump in ratings that it doesn't matter.
Yes.
In many ways, the rating actually is still the lowest.
And that was...
It could be the lowest. The viewers were slightly up. The rating's still the lowest.
Yes, it is. But that was hot-shotting, too, at the old...
But that's the best you got. Like, this is... You're bringing them... Number one, this is the best idea you got. Number two, this is the best you got for them.
Yes.
Like, that's the best. Like, that's it.
Well, I mean, yeah, and you loaded the opening. I mean, you started with the glass shattering, then Undertaker, then Brock, and then it was Cena and the Dudleys against the New Day.
As soon as it became obvious that, like, if they had all gotten in the ring and gotten face-to-face with each other and Austin had gotten in that ring and kept them apart somehow, that would have been interesting. And it would have given Austin a purpose.
Yeah, Austin just bailed.
Like, if ever... Remember the week before we talked about...
Wrestling?
We tend to do that.
Yeah.
On our show.
I remember.
But no, the week before we came up with that idea for the training camps in kind of a new way and talk about rebooting it and building to it and doing a draft and hyping it and promoting and all this stuff. And never did it become more obvious that needs to happen.
Yeah, Raw is broken.
Never was it more obvious than this show because... If you had our idea, you would never bring back a Shawn Michaels and have him bury somebody to that level.
No.
And you would never have a Flair or Austin there for no reason except for to do an extended ring entrance or a ring announcement. You know, like you would, these people would still be there on occasion, but they would all have a purpose. Like it never became more obvious to me, like we're fucked. Like,
and I mean, we are fucked. Raw, as I said, Raw is broken. And this Austin podcast has been bastardized.
Yes.
It's
so done, now you don't even have that.
It's done to death. So you're right, I forgot all about the Edge and Christian one, and then
What? Frankly, quite frankly, the Jericho one doesn't. You know,
Jericho one.
It wasn't even as good as the.
Did they only do one Jericho one?
I think they did two. I'm pretty sure it was two. They had the had Stephanie, and I think they had another one.
Did you know one? Anyway.
I think so. I can't recall who it was, but I'm pretty damn sure they had a second one.
So it was great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things that it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
None of this stuff matters, and that's where you've got to
pull
it back.
And then you left me watching this Hell in a Cell where I'm like, okay, I'm hoping this main event delivers. I am. I'm hoping it delivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping you actually do bring out. Like, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, and the rumor is Samoa Joe, which would help a lot.
Samoa Joe's still working the NXT show today
in
Sacramento.
Yeah, but apparently he's not wrestling. Apparently he's only signing autographs or doing a promote.
No, that was Tyler Breeze was signing autographs. Joe is working one of the shows.
But okay, it's a short flight, and they can cancel that. Whatever.
Yeah.
The rumor is still Samoa Joe is the rumor.
Yes, and we'll see.
If it was Joe, that's fine. Like... You could bring back... I mean, here are your options.
Yeah.
Somebody already on the roster, like a...
Dean Ambrose.
A Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman.
I think I don't know fuck is probably a front runner.
A Heath Slater. You could do that. Okay?
Well, Cena's show to drop the belt because...
I don't think he's dropping.
You don't think he's leaving?
Not if it's one of those guys. Like, if it's a guy like that...
I could see Ambrose taking it, though, and going with it for a while, too, but...
No, I couldn't see that.
I could see it.
I don't see that. I do not see them doing that, because they got the Ambrose thing with the Wyatts, and I don't think that's finishing. I know everybody's hoping this is the blow-off tonight. I don't think this whole thing with Braun Strowman, I don't think it's finishing.
No, because I think you're going to have Survivor Series with
another guy. So I don't see him. I don't see the purpose in him taking the title. Like, I don't see it happening.
I don't know who you'd find another.
Yeah, the other hope is you bring up somebody from NXT, which would be a Samoa Joe, a Finn Balor, or Rhino, or probably the guy who's most likely of everybody. It should be Joe, like I say, but the other guy is Baron Corbin.
Yes, it's Baron Corbin. I was going to say is their next. I think Baron Corbin is their next guy to come up.
Yeah, and I think there's a chance that he comes up, right? And we'll see. We'll see. We're shorter ways away.
Yeah.
The other thing is that you bring back a nostalgia legend and it's a return. It's like the Dudley Boys return. So Kurt Angle, I don't know if Matt and Jeff Hardy are available or not, but somebody who's still...
Jeff Hardy would be... That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, who's a guy that could go, right?
Yeah, and a guy who you could add to the roster... Immediately, like you did the Dudleys, and he can stay there for a while. So, but
Jeff
has some
Hardy
name
is...
recognition. Yeah, Jeff Hardy. There's not a lot of other guys.
No.
You could also do a nostalgia act like they did, like bringing back for a one shot. So you can bring back like a Val Venus one match, one and done, and it's not a return thing, you know.
Right.
But because it used to be, they did that for a long time. They bring back, you know, like a Jake Roberts or a Hacksaw Jim Duggan or a Dusty Rhodes or a. Or a
I don't think he's coming
Honky Tonk Man.
That would be awesome.
No, but here's the thing.
Honky Tonk and John Cena.
But,
who throws a better punch?
But here's the thing. We did see that for a long time. But now it shouldn't be that. Like that for a long time, that was the generation. Now it is the Attitude Era guys who are those guys.
Yes.
Now it's a Val Venus.
Vader.
Well, not even Vader.
Sid.
No, not even Sid. No, Val Venus, Steve Blackman. The next generation from those
the Godfather.
Guys. No, he was the previous generation. He's with Sid and he's an early
'90s
guy.
The Godfather is
an early '90s guy.
No,
the gimmick isn't, but the guy is.
Boy, sure, but the gimmick is it's the gimmick.
No, it's the guy.
Who else? That's what I'm looking at. Is you know, or you make a surprise.
Yeah, it's Blackman, like I say, Lance Storm. Who else was around that Attitude Era? I don't know.
Lance Storm, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I mean, if they saw the pop he got at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
No way, we could do that.
Like, I'm trying to think of who else is
an Attitude Era?
Attitude Era person who's, you know...
Jeff Jarrett.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it'll be Jeff Jarrett? China. China just... Again, who throws the better punch?
Probably China. No, I mean, who is, like,
Midian?
There's got to be more. Midian is sort of. I'm
no,
thinking more.
Not. If you're not taking the Godfather, you sure as fuck
no,
are
I
taking
mean,
Midian.
Sort of. Yeah, you're not. Midian doesn't work. No, I mean, it needs to be a guy who's. Like, who could come back for, like, a bunch? Like I said, I'm, guys that come to mind, Val Venus, Steve Blackman. But
Road
be more
Warrior now. Animal.
No.
Ken
Shamrock.
Da!
No, but he could, right?
I guess. Let's see. Who else is there? Yeah.
No.
Who else is there? Farouk?
No, he's older. No. I'm talking guys that emerged during the 90s but are gone.
Billy Gunn?
Merged late 90s but are gone.
Merged? Who emerged in the late 90s?
Fucking
Perry Saturn.
A lot of people should have.
Perry Saturn. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
All those people.
In WWE, they did.
In WWE, they emerged. WWE, so we're talking the New Age Outlaws who are around as other characters. You're talking about the Godfather who was around as other character. You're talking about the Undertaker. You're talking about Austin. You're talking about Hunter. You're talking about The Rock.
I'm talking about your Val Venuses, your Edges, your
D'Lo Brown.
Your D'Lo Browns. Yeah.
Mark Henry.
Well, not Mark Henry, obviously. No, but those are the guys I'm talking about. Those undercard guys who will get that nostalgia pop.
Yeah, not
Jeff
for
Hart.
US title. The Hardys, yes.
Yeah,
the Hardys,
but no, but it's fine because they're going to lose.
Well, that's, yeah,
you think they're going to win. They're not going to win.
I know, but I don't see a nostalgia pop for D'Lo Brown.
Oh, he'd get it. Yeah, he would.
In the Royal Rumble, he would get it.
He would
but
get it.
But as a US title contender, he would not get it.
Yeah, he would.
No.
Yeah, he would. One time. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because people would just, nostalgia, people would just love to see a guy from that.
Gangrel.
Sure, yeah. But I think he's like 400 pounds.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's not so small.
Hey, you want to do a trivia game?
No, I want to talk about... then your other choice is...
Oh, right, the other choices. From the Attitude Era. The mid-cards.
Yeah.
The Attitude Era. Who are still
and the
alive.
Other choice is
so
to bring back a guy
Scotty
who I haven't seen for a while.
Rikishi.
Rikishi, yeah. That's a good one, actually. Rikishi would be a great one.
Yeah,
yeah, like that guy. So here's the other guy who I think would be a real possibility, and that is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that's true.
And that would, and if Daniel Bryan comes in, wins the belt from Cena,
yeah,
you don't even, and then Cena disappears, you don't
it
even have to
matter.
Bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
You just see Cena's gone on vacation, and he's coming back.
Yeah.
He says he's going to refocus on the world title again, and at that point, it probably was Sheamus.
You know what? The U.S. title, you know what? All you need to say, you don't have to give us a big, long explanation. It's
no.
All you have to say is the U.S. title is now controlled by the other Bella. And then you just move on.
But you just, I could see it happening. I could see it being Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, actually, that's probably a... That's probably a really good choice. And then what I would do is then have Samoa Joe attack him on Raw.
That'd be fine, too.
Do a Daniel Bryan Samoa Joe program.
It'd be so awesome.
Could you
so
imagine?
Awesome.
They would have some of the best four-minute matches.
Well, they'd probably be longer. I mean, we do get longer matches now that Raw is 3 hours.
That's true.
But that's actually not a good thing for them.
No.
Because it makes the pay-per-views even less special.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah.
They're just... But, I don't know. Well,
3 hours is fucked.
Yes, 3 hours is fucked. But, yeah, that's... And then, as I said, and then you got Tyler Breeze there. And so I think... I don't see Tyler Breeze...
I don't see Tyler Breeze getting this belt from Cena. I do not see it. It's weird because... Like, if it's Breeze or Samoa Joe... especially Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
You can do with him exactly what you did with Kevin Owens. But this time, don't fuck it up. Because Evan Owens, they did fuck it up. I mean, he's good enough. He's sort of still over. He's the IC champ. But I mean, he's going to have a horrible match, I'm sure, with Rollins. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think Undertaker's winning tonight. I can say that. I mean, we'll see. But I have a sneaking suspicion Undertaker's winning. I don't know how or why. I don't know if it'll be outside interference leading to Lesnar's next guy. I don't know. But I do have a feeling he's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel that Taker's going to win?
No, I think that it's... you know what? No, I think Lesnar's going to win. I honestly don't... I don't fucking know anymore. Because
no.
it's, again... It, to me, you look at again, I say logic, and then as I say, as the word comes out of my mouth, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, the reason this isn't on Mania.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so then it doesn't matter that Taker isn't 22-2, right?
And we're also hearing now the Rock Mania match is sounding very likely again. Instead of Triple H.
Instead of Hunter, because now they want to do the Rousey thing next year.
Yeah.
And as a tag, so they don't want to do the one-on-one this year. So that seems to be the way that...
And you'll find... And then you just do Rollins and Triple H, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Rollins and Triple H, because that makes sense.
Rock. But I don't see Rock showing up tonight in this pay-per-view. But I do think... I know they're in Los Angeles, but I don't know what his schedule is, but...
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening.
Well, he'd be filming Ballers right now, right? Which films in... I don't know if it films in Miami, but it's based out of Miami, so I don't...
There's a good chance it does.
So...
I'm not sure how long a plane ride that is. Probably not too long, but...
Yeah.
But either way, I just do not see... Like, if... Why would Rock show up to interfere in that match? And I'm sure he could make an explanation the next night.
I'm
part of the Attitude Era, so is he. I'm not going to let you destroy the Attitude Era, and blah, blah, blah. And we're all sticking together, and blah, 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 blah. And it would be stupid. Like, you got it. If they're going to have a program between Rock and Brock, you need a more logical hook than, you know, Taker, then he interferes in this match.
Yeah, it's not tonight. It wouldn't be tonight to kick it off.
I still think the Taker's winning. I don't know how. But, I mean, it's a good chance I'm wrong. But it's a gut feeling.
Did you take her Cena?
At Mania?
Yeah.
I think you could. I think you could.
I mean, I have to believe this is Undertaker's swan song, the WrestleMania in Dallas. And that's it.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, we thought his swan song was when we went 20-0. And, you know, and now he's wrestling more this year than ever.
That's why I think that it's going to be it for him. They're just kind of doing the whole blood from a stone thing. But
even if it's his plan, you know, like, okay, Shawn Michaels retired.
Mm-hmm.
They called up Shawn Michaels like 2 months later.
Yes.
And asked him to wrestle because they needed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
They need somebody really even more... Like, it's not the right thing. We're seeing it already. That this whole thing where you're... This nostalgia thing... It's... Now we've hit the saturation point for it. Like, it has been what saved WrestleMania the last several years. But it's obviously hit a saturation point.
Well, it's been a WrestleMania staple now for 5 years.
Yeah, but I mean, we're at that...
We're going on six.
Yeah, but we're at that point now where it's like... Okay, you gotta make some new stars and don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like, you got to change things. You got to go away from all writers. You got to go away from the same type of programming. You got to go away from portraying people as pussies and making belts unimportant and all this type of stuff. Like,
What's the most... I mean, you got Lesnar and Taker for obvious reasons that it's an anticipated match because it's too big... stars going at it, right?
What other dream matches are
What's the second most anticipated match on this show?
It's probably the U.S. title we're wondering because we don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is.
But it's not hugely...
And because the U.S. title has been defended and it's the most important belt in the company.
There's no question about that.
You know?
U.S. title is more important... Than the world title by a ton. Like, world title is a mid-card.
Yeah.
It's a mid-card belt.
It is. It's like, if you look at the company right now, it's like the U.S. title, then it's the NXT Divas title.
Then it's probably the NXT... Well, but maybe the NXT and Divas title, I'd say they're tied.
No, I think the Divas title is more important right now than the world
Finn
title.
Finn and Apollo Crews and Samoa Joe and...
People want that belt, that's why I would make it third, but you haven't had recently all the matches that are really these knockdown drag-out matches that have revolved around the Divas title.
That's true. They haven't had
since SummerSlam a real big knockdown because they did the Dusty thing, right? So they've been setting the stage.
Since Balor won the belt from Kevin Owens, in a hell of a match over there in Japan.
Yeah.
But since then, you haven't had that. Yeah.
You had a ladder match, and then that's really the only time he's really defended him.
But the Samoa Joe, now that Samoa Joe's turned heel on him.
Yeah.
Finn Balor is going to be great. And then you got Sami Zayn, who's another guy besides Bryan, who could come back tonight.
I was thinking that. I don't know how early it is, but if they're willing to
it's about the time that...
To break forth the rhythm and the rhyme?
It's about that time that where he should be coming back. So you got him possibly, but either way, otherwise you have Finn against him, you have Samoa Joe, and you have Itami, who should be back anytime too.
That's true.
Right? So you kind of, all of a sudden, that belt will...
When he planted the seeds as a heel, Itami, too.
Yeah, well, they also did that with Finn, and they, you know...
That's true, they've been kind of...
I was thinking that, I was like, man, they're planting this the turn for him. And then everybody was, you know, talking about how he's even better as a heel, which he is, he's a great heel. But when I was on WWE, I was on the WWE website, because they have now a section on there, it's pretty recent. It's like nostalgia merchandise. Not nostalgia merchandise, that's not what it is. Collector's items.
Okay, collector's items.
Like signed shirts and signed prints and things like that, right? And I was just looking to see if I could add anything else to my new place whenever I get it, like 7-8 years from now.
Right.
To beside my Macho Man signed shirt and stuff, worn ring gear. And I was looking at it, and as I'm looking at it, I'm like, he has the third most merchandise in the company, I'd say right now.
Balor?
Yeah. It's Cena, and then Reigns, and then I'd say the third most merchandise is Balor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's no way they're turning him. Like, And they're doing that just with NXT.
Yes.
All this merch.
Yeah.
You know, it's because he's cool looking. Like, when he was the card and super card,
yes.
That card looked cool. Like, that...
The problem is that they've... And again, we haven't...
Character.
We haven't had a... And we actually, I lied. We did have one, because we had the takeover. But we haven't had that takeover singles match yet. But they've changed his character.
What do you mean?
He's Bullet Club Finn. He's Devitt. He's Bullet Club Devitt. He's got the leather jacket. He's doing...
That's true, yeah.
He's doing the Balor Club, is what they're calling
it. Yeah, that's true. He's doing the Balor Club, yeah.
And he's not the Demon Balor.
No.
And he hasn't... And even the thing, like...
But then again, that's always been a big match thing. And also...
It has, but at the same time, the Pain has always been a big match thing, but at the same time, he has, it just seemed like the Titantron and everything got away from because the Tron always had the demon on it, even if he wasn't the
demon.
That's true. And he was this guy,
I think that's something that or maybe they just want to save it for the main roster. I don't think that they're not going to use that.
They have to, because that's the Jeff Hardiness,
But again, I like the fact that they make it special. But I
think you have to keep... I like that they kept the character that way, because you could still sell his merchandise and it still fit. Like, this guy in the leather jacket that's Bullet Club, that's Balor Club, like, for him then to go to be the demon, it's a bigger leap than just, you know, he had the demon tights.
Yeah.
What have you, but he just didn't go full out unless it was a big show.
Yeah.
And that was cool. But now it's like, it's almost as if they're trying to see, okay, well, let's see if we can get over on this. Right?
Yeah, and you know what? That may be it. Why not?
Oh, I don't mind it. It's developmental.
It's developmental. And the other thing is, I'm pretty sure when this guy comes to the main roster, the first time he does that entrance, which will probably be the first night, and then the next night when he goes out to go out by himself with a regular entrance, Vince McMahon's going to go, what the fuck are you doing, pal? Like, why the fuck isn't he dressed up like the...
The Boogeyman.
Why are you... No, that's just for special nights. Just for special nights. Every Raw is a fucking special night.
Yeah, it's 3 hours, don't you know?
Yeah. Like, I seriously think that Vince is... Because...
Yeah.
Vince probably only watches NXT during the special events.
When he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is during the special events.
Yes.
Which means I think that's the only entrance he's ever seen from Finn.
I don't think
he knows.
That's true.
I seriously, like, you know, I'm not even kidding.
No.
Like, I'm pretty sure when he comes up to the main roster, that's going to be the entrance of the guy the whole time because of Vince.
Yeah.
Which will be a mistake.
It will.
But then again, Vince making a mistake? It is 2015.
Yes, yes. Vince didn't make a mistake would be news.
Yeah, exactly.
In 2015.
Exactly.
Holy
All right,
shit.
We should probably the pre-show match or whatever's happening
yeah.
right now. So
let's do
one more thing.
We're
missing that big...
A six-man,
you know? And I'm just curious. I mean, it's going to be so fresh having those six face each other.
I know, right?
It's not like we just saw it on Raw.
No. I know. Dynamite Kid's in the hospital.
Yeah.
So hopefully he gets well. But,
Well, for his daughter's sake, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not for his sake?
Oh, really? No.
No. Fook. All right. I got this trivia contest. I thought this was interesting, and
okay.
I saw it,
and this
I
will
was
be,
thinking about it, and so then this will wrap
this will,
up our,
This will create
our
a story, too, actually. I was
so,
spinning out of this. But,
so.
But I like it. You prepared a game.
I did. I prepared a game.
That's weird.
And this game revolves around a man that you had mentioned earlier, a man that B wants to see fight Brock Lesnar, or wanted to fight Brock Lesnar earlier
Dave
in the
Batista.
Day. No, it's... He wanted to have him fight Brock Lesnar this afternoon. Then I showed him the WrestleMania 20 match. He no longer wants that.
Goldberg?
Yes. Goldberg.
Well, you can't count that match.
But he just watched it. He's like, oh, I don't want to see that again. He goes, plus they're older now.
No.
I'm like, yes, they are.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Goldberg. The
sure.
man they call Goldberg. William Goldberg. And here I am.
Now, did you come up with these questions, or
well,
this exists
just
somewhere?
One question, and this is fact, and I want to see if you can do this.
Okay.
But William Goldberg,
fact.
I have
the cats.
Fact. I'm at the point now on the Monday Nitro.
Wonder if he's coming back
from 1997.
I hope he's not.
Where to fight John Cena for the U.S. title?
Yeah. That'd be great.
But. It would.
I don't think he's coming back.
No.
I hope.
No.
I just take care of yourself, Tyson.
The
CJ,
that guy, TJ. I think meant Goldberg.
Oh. Goldberg versus Cena for the U.S. title would be Gold. Oh, you know who else it could be?
Who?
Carlito. And that's not a one and done. That's another guy back.
And he could win the title on his first night in, like
his
gimmick
yeah.
was, right?
But
he
actually,
won the IC
exactly.
and the U.S. title on his first
exactly.
night.
Exactly, and that would actually fit storyline wise.
That's
I
true.
See if, I
and
see
he could get
Carlito.
The other Puerto Ricans to help.
Yeah, and it's true, and they come out instead of being,
yeah.
and that's a new faction, instead of being the
yeah.
Matadors, and yeah, he gets the belt, and I can see that.
And they could be managed by Savio Vega, Barriquas 2000.
That could, he could, well.
The new Barriquas.
I'm okay with that.
If they get the music.
If they get the music, I'd be okay. But, you know, even more than that, like, well, I mean, Carlito's music's great, too, But
that's because he spits in the face of people who don't
want
to be
cool. Spit or swallow.
Hey, did you see Sarlito's new shirt? Spit or swallow?
No, but I could. I mean, bring it back. That's the training camp? Puerto Ricans and the such, the Latin people, and it's Savio Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like in like shacks?
They train, train at the school yard and
in dirt. Because this is Vince's show.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Puerto Ricans are poor, pal. Where's the dirt?
Where's the fucking dirt?
I need more dirt.
You know, you're Vince and you're Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
very similar.
Very similar.
All right, let's see this. Sorry,
okay, William Goldberg. Yes, I'm at the point on Nitro now where he's just debuting. He's had like four matches.
Oh,
and
is he? What kind of reaction is he getting by the fourth match?
Decent. Okay. But well, this was the best possible.
That first match, nothing.
Nothing. The second match, nothing. Third match, really nothing.
So
this
first match was humorous, and then
Barbarian.
Okay,
and then Glacier, I believe, was the next one, and then now he's just beaten Adam Ball.
Okay.
Wrath.
Yeah.
And this is the big pop because the bell rings, Wrath hasn't even taken off his helmet yet.
Yeah.
He spears him, jackhammers him, and it's over in like 15 seconds, and the crowd goes nuts, right?
Yeah, exactly, because he's awesome.
Here it is.
People love somebody who's awesome.
How people love to rewrite history.
Yeah.
And so as I go back and I watch these Nitros, right? He beats DeMott. He beats the bad whatever trainer.
Yeah,
and
the bully.
And he goes, that's one.
That's right, he does, yeah.
He beats Barbarian?
Yeah.
That's two.
Oh, yeah?
He beats the next guy, he beats Goisha, and was
three.
Yeah.
And then he beats Wrath of the Yunze, four, but he goes, who's next?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this whole thing about, oh, we didn't start keeping track of the streak until it was like 60-0, and we thought we had something here. No.
That's all the bullshit.
That was the gimmick. Like, if everybody talks about how this we lucked into Goldberg.
Yeah.
No, this was a gimmick. This fucking thing. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. It was like, yeah, no, they're keeping track right away.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it should be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but it was just one of those things that,
yeah,
funny. But Bill Goldberg, okay, he's been beaten.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's been beaten by five men.
Five men.
In his career.
In his career.
Name those five men.
All five.
All five.
Fuck.
One is easy.
Well, yeah, Nash is easy.
Nash is easy.
And Scott Steiner.
Yes, Scott Steiner.
And those were, perhaps, were those his only two WCW losses, I wonder. Because Triple H would have beat him.
Triple H has beaten him, yes. Funny how that works.
Now it's a little harder.
Yes, I know, right?
His last two are a little harder.
Triple H, by the way, the cleanest victory over Goldberg. Kane hits a choke slam. Batista pulls Kane out of the ring, and Hunter makes the cover for the pin.
Oh, really?
Is in a three-way at Armageddon.
Wow.
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me. Well, I'm trying to think of who else now. Did he have any other losses on
just
his
think
way
about,
up?
By the way, just think about that. Kane was in the main event. In whatever that would be, 2004?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not in the main event now, but it was a world title.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so it wasn't Lesnar. He never faced Taker. It wasn't Cena. That would have been before that.
That
it wasn't Orton. Wouldn't be anybody in that range. I don't think it was Shawn Michaels. It wasn't Batista. So there's a possibility... here's one. Vince Russo.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Russo
He speared him outside the cage.
He wasn't in that match.
What?
He cost Booker T.
Okay. Because he speared, yeah, him outside the cage, and
yes,
then he won the match.
Yes. But he wasn't
Russo
in the,
won the match. But he wasn't
but
in
it
the
was
match.
A cage match, so Goldberg naturally got in the cage.
And that's how he did it. So I wonder if Sting is one of them.
No.
No. Scott Hall? I'm going to go Scott Hall.
No.
I
said how many people had beaten Goldberg?
Yeah. You said five. Booker T got a win?
Booker T won the WCW Championship from William Goldberg.
Oh, and Bret Hart.
And Bret the Hitman Hart beat him actually three straight times.
That's right. Bret Hart. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
Bret Hart beat him in the tournament.
He beat him in the tournament. He beat him
on Starrcade.
Starrcade. He beat him the next night.
Yeah. And then he was concussed and
yes,
and he wrestled again.
That's right.
Well, actually, he did.
He did. But, yeah, sadly.
A long time ago.
Which yeah. Hulk Hogan would have wrestled Bret, was all set to wrestle Bret, but then he fell off his bicycle.
What?
This is what Hulk Hogan said on the Ric Flair podcast.
I've actually started listening to the Ric Flair podcast. Have you listened to any of this?
No.
Holy fuck, is it entertaining.
But Hulk Hogan said he was going... Oh, this is a Hulk Hogan bullshit.
What a fucking asshole.
Yes, and that's how he phrased it. He fell off his bicycle.
Yeah.
And so that derailed the match. To which Flair's co-host...
Yeah.
Corrected him. He's like, actually, that was when he got a stroke, and that was in 2002?
Yes.
Much later.
Yeah, that's so... Hogan is unbelievable.
Well,
Hogan is unbelievable.
Hogan is quite believable at this stage.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, so is Flair.
Yeah.
Flair's entertaining because he shows up and he's like, they won't let me drink on this podcast. That's the one thing CBS won't let me do. And he sounds completely drunk, though. He's like, but remember, because
he's
going to
drink before.
And then he'd be talking, because he's talking to, it's Cornette, the one I listened to.
Oh.
He's talking to Cornette, and he's like, I don't know if you heard about that thing, me and Ross at the video game thing. That's why they won't let me drink on this one. But anyways, I don't know if... Anyways, remember when I was out and we ended up getting a $3,000 bar tab? Only Ric Flair would get a $3,000 world bar tab. Woo! And then he laughs, and then he tells some story, and then Cornette's like, well, here's actually what happened in that story. He doesn't remember anything right. And then he's just laughing, going, oh, we had fun. Woo! Didn't we have fun? And it's just like, it's a mess. It's entertaining as hell. Did you listen to the Jericho podcast with the guys he trained with
not yet, no, Storm Dr. Luther.
Yeah, Dr. Luther, Don Callis, Cyrus, and Lance T. Storm. The T stands for Thunder.
Yeah.
You gotta listen to that. That's hilarious.
I
it's even funnier for Canadians because there's a lot of Canadian references.
It's on my list actually of ones to listen to. Yeah, with the that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he's another one. Jericho is going on tour with him.
Oh, that's another guy that beat Goldberg. Jericho.
That's true.
Just not in the ring.
Not in
a scripted match.
That's true, in an MMA exhibition. But Jericho is another guy that
who could come back
and fight Cena.
I could see that. Could see that being a
heavy. Talking about another guy that's Attitude Era. Him, Rob Van Dam.
RVD. One shot. Yeah.
They're in LA, right?
Yeah.
So
if it's one of these guys who's going to be there one or two nights, then he doesn't have to. They won't drop the belt.
I love Daniel Bryan, though. If he's cleared, then that's what you do.
I love Samoa Joe, but otherwise Daniel Bryan.
Samoa Joe is in Sacramento right now, so he's not coming.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute.
It's about an hour or so, sure. But then you got to go from there. You got to get. It's in LA.
Yeah.
Okay, so to go from LAX to the arena is like 3-hour drive.
Helicopter right to the roof of the building.
That's right. Well, no, but
drop him off.
The problem is that Samoa Joe does not play in the XFL and his wife is not pregnant, because then they have helicopters on standby to rush to take the quarterback to his wife with a pregnant baby.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Who's already had the baby. why didn't that work?
Sorry, how long have we gone here?
I don't know, an hour?
A little over an hour. We're probably going to come back and go about 45 minutes with the...
just to get warm.
So that won't be nearly as long as last week's show.
No. So we'll do that, and we'll come right back. You won't even know we're gone. And then it's going to be some unbelievable...
So right now we're not in a bad mood. I was in a bad mood because of Raw, and now I've gotten it off my chest. I feel good again.
It's like
I vented.
Yeah, it was a lot then.
Yeah, it was. And then, but now we're going to come back. You will know this. We're gone because when we come back, we'll probably be in a bad mood again.
Yeah, there'll be some.
So that'll be what you'll notice.
You know what? In all this, when we're talking,
I really hope this delivers.
When we were talking about the Hell in a Cell, I forgot about the Seth Rollins Kane match. By the way, Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
The concept of Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
I hate because Kane debuted in Hell in a Cell. Fuck Kane.
Fuck Kane. And whose idea was it? Jim Cornette's.
To fuck Kane?
No, that was Tori's.
Oh, right.
Jim Cornette.
All right. Well, let's come back with Vitriol and Venom.
Unless it's good.
Sure. Ayo, we're back. And heck just happened in a sec.
Heck just did happen in a sec.
Ugh.
I'm not upset. I'm not...
not upset?
No, I thought we would have all that. What was it? You called it Vitriol and Venom?
Yes.
And like Vic Venom.
Vic Venom. If I can be honest with you.
Chew. But I don't have it. I mean, I did.
Oh, yes.
For the first 2 hours and 15 minutes or so of this show.
Just to get warmed up.
And then the main event happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great main event. They both participants... gigged.
Well, let's go back here. Okay, so we're gonna
we way the back whole show.
Yeah,
way back, Marty. Way back in the time machine, Marty. We're going October 25th, 2015. Back to the future.
The Undertaker is still made of any, Marty.
Great Scott!
Great Scott!
Yeah. See, that's timely.
1.8 gigawatts.
1.8 million gigawatts.
Gigawatts, Marty.
Yes, gigawatts.
Oh, what'd I say?
Hmm?
Gigawatts.
Yeah, gigawatts. As long as you didn't do the other one.
I am not a crook.
Anyway. Hey, look. Now 2/3 of our Royal Rumble autograph posters.
Makes sense again.
Are making sense again.
So we're
bookended. This was a bookended pay per view.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So the pay per view is about to start, and the man's got they call B.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how they had that Undertaker match from Undertaker Lesnar Hell in a Cell match from like
2004
or 3 or whatever it was. Right?
Yeah.
5. I don't know. But all those years ago, and how it was awesome. And I was saying how that's why they should have built this show. What they should have done is the last half hour of Raw on Monday.
Yes.
They should have been warning people for like the week before in this. We're going to show it. It's bloody. In case you don't want the kids to watch blah, blah, blah. Because that actually would have been made people want to see it.
Yeah.
Because they're being told they shouldn't.
Yes.
And then they should have shown that match. And people would have thought, fuck it, that's what we're getting. Then I can't wait to see this match. Even though we figured that's not what you're going to get. And then we were wrong.
That's true.
But this match, so we watched that match, like, the pay-per-view had already started. We're watching that.
Right.
But it's great. Like, it's such a great match. The bloody match.
Yeah.
And after that's over, we're like, okay, I hope that didn't ruin Hell in the Cell for us, because they're never going to match that.
Yes.
And during this time, like, it's now we're about, what, 30, 40, about 40 minutes behind or whatever.
We're 30 minutes, let's say 30.
So we had already gotten push notifications from the WWE app about the giving us a spoiler.
Yes.
Okay, so in case you haven't seen the show yet, Alberto Del Rio returned and won the title from John Cena.
With Zeb Coulter as his manager.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. So yeah, this was.
So we knew that. So I'm watching. We watched the match. I don't know. I mean, it was quite a reaction when Del Rio came out because it was a surprise.
So like, remember when I said
like he wasn't even on our radar?
No. I mean, and for a time I started to wonder because he was a little bit on my gaydar. But I think that remember when I said. I don't know if Raw will be better than Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
But it'll be more newsworthy.
It wasn't.
I was very incorrect. On the last show we talked about being incorrect, I was very
incorrect. You were very incorrect, yeah. Real surprise, because he's currently AAA champion, I believe.
Yes.
And I don't know if that means he's breaking his contract there, or if there's a working agreement, or what it is.
No. Like, well, maybe a working agreement. I don't know. They were.
Or is he champion but not under contract? And I mean, is it possible it wasn't even his idea to come back? And he's like, fuck no. And then they're like, no, you got to. You're under contract, and we have a working agreement. Like, I don't know, because I mean, talk about a guy who left. Like, because you'll remember when he left, Triple H said to him, "Just go for a couple months, and when it calms down,
yeah,
when it cools down, we'll bring you back.
Welcome back with open arms."
And his response was, "Suck my cock. I'm never coming back to this. You guys suck. You're full of a bunch of racism. I'm sick of this bullshit."
Yeah.
And mainly because it was in court, but a lot of... He did do shoot interviews and stuff, but he didn't go into, like, huge detail.
Right.
And really slam Triple H and these guys to the level he could have. But it's not like he said a bunch of really nice things either.
No, it was more... And again, but I do think that the being upset, but really whatever they kind of came out... the heat was with the fucker that no longer works for them.
Yeah,
he's gone, merchandising guy that talked about him mowing lawns or whatever.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while.
So I think that helped.
It wasn't mowing lawns. I think it was cleaning off the table, something like that.
Right. And now they have Devon to do that.
Yeah. Well, not tonight.
No, that's true.
But huge surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise that, I mean, how he won the belt from Ziggler was through a kick while he was on the ground.
Yeah.
The move that has since been used a million times by Rollins and never pinned anybody. And was used tonight by Rollins twice.
Yeah.
This, like, side kick while he's down. But it was really not that long a match and not really a lot of kick out of moves or anything like that. No cross arm breaker tees. Actually, to tell you the truth, after all these great matches Cena's had, this is the match that's like kind of maybe transitioning him out of the U.S. title for Not just for, I mean, for who knows how long.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't that good. Like,
no.
And the crowd kind of, and I don't think it was because we had the spoiler alert. I just think it kind of fell flat. Like, it peaked with the entrance to Del Rio.
Yeah. And the fact that Zeb Coulter is back and is his manager, you know, coming out and saying that, you know, people have to bridge the gap and all different cultures need to get along.
Yeah.
Is now Zeb Coulter's gimmick. He's still in a...
Which seems like a babyface gimmick, but they might be thinking he can get heat.
Yeah.
Because
they thought that the sneaking across our borders was babyface stuff.
Yeah. So it's a little bit confusing to me. And I fear that this is going to be setting up a Del Rio Swagger thing. That Swagger's going to be like, wait, you've thrown me aside for this guy and after everything you said. But I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't really know, because, I mean, he did use Swagger's music coming out, right?
What would be good?
A Coulter.
Well, the yeah, that music, I don't know.
We the People.
Your mother.
Bang your mom. Yeah.
So, but I think, yeah, but when was the last time we saw Swagger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember I talked about, and I just talked about Zeb Coulter, when you repackage him to go with Dash and Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are now the NXT Tag Team Champions. Yeah. So, it's a spoiler alert. And so, it's one of those things that, interesting. I don't think Jack Swagger fits into their thinking process of this at all.
No, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, we talked about the Puerto
Ricans.
It's just
logical. I mean, and last time they had two of them feuded for the Big Gold Belt member. That was,
yeah.
It's big money. Big. Maybe it wasn't.
Well, no. But I think that we talked about Carlito and the rest of the Puerto Ricans coming out. You still could do the Puerto Ricans, and maybe this was, we got Del Rio, so fuck you, Carlito. You don't want to come in, so we'll just, you know, forget it. We got a better idea now.
Yeah.
We thought we could get this guy.
Maybe they come out as El Matadors, and he comes out and goes, I know what you guys are doing, but you're not even Mexican.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm an actual Mexican,
yeah.
But I'm not angry with you. Just be who you are and, like, freeze them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we don't know where they're going to go. There's a lot of places they could go with it that could be creatively interesting.
Remember
so
Primo?
They won't do any of that.
Remember Primo when I used to get you dressed for school? Right? Things like that.
Yeah.
But
a huge surprise. I don't know what it means. I'm actually looking forward to hearing the behind the scenes of how this all come together, what it's going
to
happen.
I'm also looking forward to the promo on Raw to clarify, because again, fighting Cena doesn't really clarify heel or babyface.
No.
You know?
No.
So
we'll see. I don't think he's going to be heel. I don't.
I'm just interested to see what they do on
we'll
Monday.
We'll see, though.
And really what the program of the U.S. title actually is, if they do show up.
He looked pretty good, you know? A little different.
Yeah, a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger. Like he'd be in a tanning bed.
Yep.
Why not? There's no wellness policy in AAA, kind of like that.
No.
You know, well dyed in the hair.
Yes.
But he didn't look happy in his face the whole match. Even when he won, he didn't look happy.
No,
like, he didn't look like he wanted to be there to me. So.
Yeah, so that's interesting, right? And I mean, all that's saying is, all that I've heard is that it's being considered a bad day for AAA. So, I mean, to me, that would rule out a working agreement, but we'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah, so that was the big opening to the show. Oh, they did.
Who?
Shit.
Were you going to sneeze?
I was going to, but then I'm not.
Then it kind of just went away?
Then it just went away.
Well, maybe it just it ran back up your nose into your head, and there's a lot of spare room in your cranium. So it could just be hanging around there.
Yeah, I think maybe. By the way, I was at a Halloween party yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the people that were there.
You dressed as Papa Shango.
Yeah, I did.
Seriously.
One of the people there is a parent. Mm-hmm. And their kid had a bum rack.
Oh.
So I got to, again, use the term rectal bleeding.
Oh, well, you did.
Yes.
I thought maybe you'd bring up ass cream.
No.
That you know where to get some.
I know where to get some. You know Chris Jericho.
Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag rectal bleeding.
They were on, I can't remember where it was.
Marijuana?
No, I think they were on his podcast. ACP? No, I can't remember. I think it must have been the podcast he did with. I think it must have been the podcast he did with
Austin.
No, the one
Jericho.
The Jericho did with
Lance Storm,
Cyrus, and
Don
Callis. Dr. Luther.
Yes,
Don Callis. Yeah, Cyrus, Dr. Luther, and Lance T. Storm.
Yes,
the T stands for Thunder. I think it must have been on that one where they were talking about the ass cream and how that all came together. Like, they were going to have them be cross-dressers. Oh, and then they did where they were like, fuck you, we're not doing that. And then this was the ass cream. They had had a really heavy pay-per-view with a lot of heavy angles and a lot of blood and violence. So they wanted, like, a light, entertaining Raw the next night. And that's how it came together anyways.
That's how the ass cream came
that's
together.
That's how the ass cream came together, yeah. It was they didn't want to be cross-dressers, so.
Wow.
So they had ass cream.
Oh, fuck, I hate them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
That was like 2004 or something like that.
Yeah.
2004. Yeah.
2003 or something. Yeah.
Something like that.
Anyway, so then we got, so Del Rio and Coulter. That's going to be interesting. We can't wait to see that for tomorrow. Then,
and if Cena's gone, no explanation.
That's right.
It'll just be like he lost clean, kind of. He didn't kick out of a billion. This is a guy I'm used to seeing kick out of like when a truck runs him over and then he gets put on a train track. And then he gets hit by the train. That's usually a one count for Cena.
Yes.
Here he just kind of loses to a move that you didn't see him losing to, and then
no,
and then they'll really say anything.
No.
So
that was the US
he's gone,
title.
It'll be awkward. That's it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So not a bad start because you had a surprise, but not
right.
Kind of a little flatter, I think, than they were hoping.
Mm-hmm. But big news.
The big news. Yeah.
Then a series of crap happened. Spoiler alert. We had Wyatt and Rollins, I think, was next inside of the sec. And it was fine, and Rollins wins, and yada.
Tables
was the story in this.
They used three table spots.
Yes. Thank you, Dudleys.
Yeah, exactly.
This was actually a very Dudley show.
Yeah, it really was. The thing about this match was, there was one spot, kind of late, where Reigns was going for the spear. It looked like he was going to win. And then Wyatt instead catches him and hits the Sister Abigail.
Yes.
And people were positive it was the finish. And when he kicked out, there was a huge reaction.
Yeah.
And then kind of a big reaction when the thing was over. And people did, the table spots worked for the crowd to make it seem more physical. And it was a lot of the heel working and getting most of the offense.
Yes.
And the babyface selling, and Reigns didn't do a bad job selling. The thing is, though, to me, I'm looking at this, I'm like, this is a total smoke and mirrors match. You're using all this...
Was Cody Rhodes involved?
Yeah, no kidding. You're using all these tables.
You're only smoke and mirrors.
You're using all these, you have chairs, you have...
Kendo
sticks. Like, a lot of things to distract you from the actual match.
Like,
I'm not saying it's
sticks.
Bad, but for me, and then Reigns just kind of wins, and it's like, okay, so it's over, and Bray Wyatt loses because he loses every major feud he's ever in.
Mm-hmm.
He's never won one ever, and
yeah, and so that's the thing. That's the big blow off. It's over for good.
Maybe
it's over forever.
I don't know. It just kind of like I don't know. So I'm like, okay. It's average, but I'm not hating it, but it's average.
Forever.
Then, what do we have? We have the Dudleys match next. Because, right, we talked about how they went through a bunch of tables, so now let's have a Dudleys match.
So, yeah, I mean, if I'm the Dudleys, I'm in the back going, what the fuck? And then or maybe I'm told ahead of time, you can't use tables. And it's like, what the fuck? Well, the other guys are going to use it in the match before you, three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can't do it. So they tease the spot and the crowd reacts, but they don't actually do it.
To be fair, though, if I'm just...
And it does hurt the match. If you're not doing the tables, the Dudleys match, and you're not doing post... And also, you don't have Woods there because he's getting married this weekend, so they get this injury angle.
Yeah.
So, like, he's not there, and so he's, like, a huge part of the act.
Oh, yeah.
To make, like, the New Day as entertaining as they are, just, you know, just talking in the ringside and, you know, doing the trombone thing and all that stuff. Like, it's a match. It happens.
Yeah.
New Day retained, as I figured they would, because...
To be fair,
they have some... The Dudleys have peaked a long time ago.
If I'm the Dudleys...
3 weeks ago, probably.
I just wake up in the morning, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So,
Actually, I do think that's actually probably the first words come out of. We can tell Bubba was there later.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I think the Dudleys are just there so they can take an agent job within a year.
Well, or a trainer, deal and get their school on the map, right? So,
yeah.
But, whatever.
Well, it's pretty obvious to me they're agent or producer, as WWE calls it.
Go in the Hall of Fame.
They look like they were involved in that later.
I don't think it happened that way, but...
Well, why not? They went into the Hall of Fame already this year, I think. Maybe that was last year.
No. They are not in the Hall of Fame.
No, TNA.
They are.
Hall of Fame. They went in the TNA Hall of Fame. I think it was this year. Maybe it was last year.
Okay, you know that there's more people in their Hall of Fame than buy their pay-per-views?
Exactly. That's how prestigious it is.
It is. It really is. Holy fuck. I wonder if AJ wants to be in it. Jesus. Anyway. What happened after that?
Then there's a women's
chick
match. Yeah.
Charlotte retains. Super ass blown spot. Nikki maybe concussed.
Yeah, there was a badly blown. It looked like a badly blown spot. Like most of the match again is the same thing. It's Nikki taking the match.
Yeah.
They're working really really hard. To me, there's not much drama because I know Nikki's not going to win.
And I was.
It is no, she's not. So there's no real drama. But yeah, I mean, she worked on her back, so she couldn't do the figure eight.
Yeah,
makes sense. There's some psychology behind it.
Nikki does usually work on her back.
Nice.
And to be honest, yeah.
High five.
And to be honest, with Nikki, it wasn't really newsworthy that she had a blown spot.
No.
So.
She's blown a lot.
Known for that, yes. That's how she gets.
Perhaps her dog spot?
No.
No?
Maybe her John spot.
Oh. But, I mean, they tried. It's kind of like one of those things where it's like. Is it better than what we generally see from the WWE divas on the main roster? Did see it over the last three or seven years, maybe.
Yeah, probably so.
like, is it? Yeah, I guess so.
I don't
know. Is it as good as what you see in NXT? No. Is it as good as what you can see on YouTube if you go watch some All Japan women's pro wrestling from the early 90s? Fuck no. So it's kind of like, okay, what's the sliding scale here? Do you just say, well, that's fair because it's fair? Or do you say, okay, we want to hold you to a higher standard. In doing so, you don't match it yet.
I don't want to hold them to a higher standard necessarily, but, well, I mean, no, I hold them the same standard as everyone else, and it's, like you said, it's slightly better than average.
Yeah, but now here's the thing. Number one, we are past the Nikki part, and hopefully Charlotte can go work with some better workers. And
Paige.
Paige and Becky Lynch, maybe even, certainly. Well,
and then our push notification came up to tell us that that Charlotte had beaten Nikki Bella in their much-anticipated rematch.
Sasha Banks, you know, she can go and have now better matches, I would imagine.
Yeah, with
one of the things,
Naomi and all that.
Yeah, all that stuff, hopefully.
Tamina.
No.
Oh.
But... part of this thing
at the end,
Becky runs out and Paige runs out right after her because they're Team PCB again. And where the fuck is Natalya? I don't know. She was hurt. She was apparently hurt at SmackDown. She was beat up at SmackDown.
Yeah,
so she's still
on. No, she was hurt on Raw.
On SmackDown.
And then they interviewed her on Raw.
Yeah,
she was beat up by Sally Jesse Raphael.
No.
That's what I got out of that promo.
No, she is Sally. Renee is Sally Jesse Raphael.
Really?
She's not as cute as Aaron Andrews.
You know what? They give everybody a new name when they get to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so anyway, so the point being.
There was a point?
Yeah, so Paige runs out, though, and runs ahead of hers cause, so she can be first.
Yes.
And then, though,
I was waiting for
they
her.
All just kind of. Did celebrate.
Yeah.
And it's not like the other two shot her a look like, we don't trust you, or like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, it was like
it was just like, hey, everything's fine.
Yes. Nothing has ever happened.
So the only thing is that she ran ahead so she could see him. And that's where he's supposed to be. And it's supposed to be subtle, but it's not like, if I'm these people, I'm like,
yes.
like 2-3 weeks ago, you're talking shit to me and you're pulling off our partner off the rape apron and stuff.
I'd be like, rape run.
And it's like,
was Heath Slater there?
And I'm like,
I'd be just like, get the fuck out of the ring. What are you even doing here? Like, it was just odd to me, and it doesn't, it's not good characterization.
No.
And it's not consistent.
But I
the
believe,
match itself
I believe one of the all-time greats, Gorilla Monsoon, once said, continuity, so important.
Yes, I think he must have said that once. I think you're right.
Just one time.
Yeah. Once said.
Yes. He once said.
Yeah. So then you had,
I don't remember. Ryback?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Feels like we're missing something. Well, go look on that other page there.
Yeah, yeah, WeTalkWrestling.com.
We have it, no, yeah, where we
yeah,
have...
Yeah, WeTalkWrestling.com, and we have our live coverage.
No, don't tell them that. They may go looking for it.
Oh, Rollins and the Demon Kane.
Oh, see, there you go.
Oh, yeah, so, we forgot about the world title match. We
this is where we...
Did.
At this point, we're about 5 or 10 minutes behind, and they're about to make the ring entrances, and I'm like, we'll just fast forward to catch it up.
Yeah, let's go live.
Let's go live.
And realistically here, we did forget about the world title match.
I know. We literally did. We couldn't remember.
Oh.
And nobody gave a fuck.
No.
Like, the crowd, again, did the guys try their best? Sure. They tried their best. You know, again, the heel took a lot of the offense and blah, blah, blah. The crowd did not like Kane.
Oh, no.
The crowd did not like Rollins.
No, the crowd... It's not that... No, you're wrong.
It was great heat for
Kane,
though.
No, the crowd didn't give a flying fuck.
No, they did give a flying fuck. When it looked like the match would continue and they'd have to keep watching, they cared because that's when they booed. They didn't boo because somebody was kicking out. That the heel was kicking out, or they were booing when it looked like this match was not over. There was a chance for it to be a count out, and they're like, and then he came back in the ring, and like, boo.
Well, that was towards the end. They were doing moves like halfway through the match to pins, like Snitsky was doing a run in.
Yeah,
my wife came into the room and said, "Why aren't they chanting?"
Well, yeah. Of course, then she said that's because when they don't, when they say they don't care. She goes, well, when they don't like it, then they chant, and then they're mean. Because her only experience with wrestling was going to WrestleMania and seeing the Raw the night after WrestleMania,
yes,
where the crowd was mean.
That's right.
And I was like, what? So they booed Roman Reigns? Did that make them mean?
It was a mean
yes!
guy.
Yes! That
mean,
was mean.
It was a mean guy crowd.
Yeah.
I said, when we told the Big Show to retire, we said, please retire.
Yeah, please retire.
We were nice about it.
Yeah, she said, it's still mean.
Yeah. When we're not from here.
So then I said, when you go to like a hockey game and you boo somebody who plays with another team, is that mean? She goes, yes.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh. So she is the yin to your yang.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Jimmy Wang Yang?
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, the Seth Rollins keeps the belt. He's won 3 matches
won
in a row now.
He won pretty much clean. To me, it blows off the feud.
Yeah, Kane
and the crowd, the only reaction to the crowd was they were glad this was over.
Yeah.
Like, it's a world champion and a belt you killed against a guy who's been there too long that we're bored with.
Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. I'll even say cotton picking minute
Cock sucking minute.
Here it is. We'll fast forward ahead a little bit, but... this was really of Corporate Kane.
Yeah.
This was.
Corporate Kane's gone now.
The destruction of Corporate Kane. But don't worry, there's another brother of destruction.
Yeah.
Who can team with Ambrose and Rollins and.
Yeah.
Or not Ambrose and what's his name? Roman and Undertaker, right?
Yeah.
Brothers of Destruction and those two against the fucking. So there you go.
Well, yeah, it could
done.
Be. I don't know. Maybe now you'll see the Demon Kane lost, so now maybe the Corporate Kane is no longer a Corporate Kane, so now he'll be a wrestler. Maybe he'll face Rollins. Either way, it's obvious that you got to get these guys apart from it. Rollins is, you got to get the belt off of him. I'm sorry. He's so good, but he's being killed, and this isn't doing anything for him.
No.
Or them. And you know what? Considering how they book him as champion, he can't keep getting wins, so he can get a lot of wins if you get the belt off him. And then you put it on somebody else who starts winning and
yeah,
like
Sheamus.
But he's, I don't know, but I just know that they've killed Rollins and Kane we don't give a shit about.
Well, I assume
so again, it's not a bad match as a match is concerned to put together. But it's a 48-year-old guy in the main event and a guy who you've killed.
I think you get the belt off Rollins.
Don't care.
With Sheamus, you know,
I'm pretty bored watching the match
6 weeks because Sheamus is going to have to be the World Wrestling Federation champion for when John Cena comes back on Boxing Day and that tour.
There was one spot in this match where it looked like Kane might actually win it, and the crowd
was on it.
Well, it was more like they were like, yeah, it was like they were scared that Kane was going to win.
Yes, yes.
Not like they were anticipating it, or not like they cared if Rollins had it. They were just scared with the idea of it going to Kane.
And I had thought that, okay, well, I had thought if Kane had won it a second, then they would immediately transition it to Sheamus, right? So I wasn't really concerned.
No, that's kind of what you were thinking.
I thought, well, if Kane wins it, Sheamus is winning it. That was what I thought, you know, but I wasn't married to the idea of Sheamus yet, but it was like, if Kane wins, it's, you know.
He's at least you have that out.
Well, and you would use that out right tonight. Like, you would have used it right away.
So then you had a 5-minute match.
With
Owens and Ryback, that was no good.
Spoiler alert.
This was no good.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryback retained, as we all knew he would.
Owens.
And the crowd was quiet.
Owens retained. Ryback didn't.
Oh, sorry. Owens retained. Mm-hmm. People liked Owens more than Ryback, but they really didn't give a fuck about this either.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, the crowd was just dead because the crowd had come to see one match. That's all they gave a shit about.
Yes.
They were curious about who was going to take on, John Cena, but they really were only there for one match.
And yes.
That was so obvious here. This was the least reaction I've ever seen for Kevin Owens, I think, since he's been there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was, I said to you, especially as, and then we got to the main event, right? And the main event,
but
and the bell goes
again,
to ring.
It's the same thing, though, I can say as it is with Charlotte. Now that he's past Ryback, maybe you can put some people in the ring with him he can have good matches with.
Yes. I don't know who. But,
you know, people.
He's a heel, so you could go with, again, you could go with Cesaro.
You go back to Cesaro,
after
the belt.
Go with Neville.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. The thing with, because Cesaro's going to go with fucking Ascension. Stardust.
Yeah.
Stardust, who has that new gimmick that matches the Ascensions now.
Yeah,
looks
cool. Yeah, it looks cool.
They look like fucking, what do you call that, Mad Max.
Yeah.
Type thing, right?
Yeah.
Road Warrior type deal.
Yeah.
But,
Legion Doom type deal.
Yeah. Rocco type deal.
Yeah.
But,
Powers of Pain type deal?
Yeah. That's good.
You're welcome.
Headbangers type deal.
Yeah. That's what everybody's thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway. So, anyways, that is onto your main event news.
Mortis awesome. And Wrath type deal.
It was a cool look they had. It was shitty everything else.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Demolition type deal.
Yeah, I liked it when they had those masks, those, like, you know, like, what do you call it, S&M
masks?
S&M masks. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, they seemed like they'd be into that when we met them.
I think so.
Yeah.
So anyways, then you have Lesnar versus Taker.
But this match, again, this is what we were talking about, like, this was the equivalent to... a boxing show is the best way I could put it, where like a Mike Tyson show or Floyd Mayweather show or something, where like people are only there for the main event. Other matches are happening, but they're really only there for the main event. In this case, they also had the John Cena thing to open, but then there's dead, and we're like, wow, okay, is this crowd sucked out? What the hell? And then as soon as the two guys got in the ring, they were back.
Well, even before that, I mean, and JBL is awful tonight, but especially JBL, but...
Yes.
But, because he's sent talking for Vince. So, but...
That's true.
But as soon as Lesnar's music hit and he started walking to the ring, he said... The mood in here has changed. The mood is about to change. The atmosphere in here has changed. There's something different. And it was true. Like, as soon as he came to the ring, it's like, okay, now shit's real. Like, it's on now.
Yeah.
Right? And then
Taker came. It was a lot like Donkey Kong.
And then Taker came to the ring, and he took a long time to enter. It was funny, because they re-showed the Cena Del Rio thing. It looked like they were filling time, which was hilarious because they had only given 5 minutes to Owens and Ryback right before, and then they had the spare time. But and this went off the air fairly early, this whole thing.
But,
10-2. I guess
that's
not
early,
But I'm just used to some of these ones, like a few months ago, seemed like they were going off at 8:59 every time, you know, like 1 minute before. So anyways.
Well, they were going to interview Vince McMahon after.
No, they're going to do the... They're going to preview the show that you've already watched on the
network. Yes, the preview of the show that is already available on demand on the network.
They're going to preview Breaking Ground,
which we talked about already.
Yeah. So anyway, so But yeah, like as soon as they are, they're in the ring and they're looking at each other and they look like they want to fight. The crowd's feeling the energy. And this was great because this was physical. We had both guys bleeding.
Guys
we had some
gig.
serious bumps.
Yes.
Like, and it didn't feel like guys working. It felt like guys fighting, which is what their Hell in the Cell all those years ago felt like. This was not quite as good, but it's pretty goddamn close. This was tremendous. And Lesnar won as clean as you can win this type of match with no rules. Like, and yeah, he used a low blow, but that's how Taker beat him. And,
yeah, exactly.
And so it's kind of poetic justice. And then the third F5 again. And spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And then
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Yeah, there was a point where they pulled the mat off.
Well,
and all the foam underneath the mat to the cardboard or not.
It was great the way it happened.
To the plywood.
It was great the way it happened because there was just this tiny little tear.
Yeah.
In the ring, and Taker's down getting ready to do his sit up spot, and Lesnar's like on his knees, like oh fuck, like he's tired, and then he looks down, and he sees his little rip in the canvas. And he just kind of sits and he puts his glove down and he just starts ripping it.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, he had an idea. Like, it was organic.
Yeah.
And this was something that Bubba would do. Anytime he had a big match, especially when he was a world champ there,
yes.
That little bear, he would do this. He would pull off
the corner of the ring
or the whatever, and he would expose the plywood.
Yeah.
And now he's there, and now they've done it. And so I'm sure that's not a coincidence.
Well, I mean, let's just do 6 degrees of Paul Heyman here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't take a rocket surgeon to figure out Bubba, Paul Brock, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly. But it was great, and like tremendous match. And then you had a really good post-match angle, I thought. Though I have a couple small nitpicks with it that are bugging me.
Oh, yeah?
But still pretty good.
Wait. You would like to complain about something.
Well, I think we've stayed pretty positive so far tonight.
Yeah. So you would like to stop that, then.
So anyways.
So what are your...
Well, first off, tell people what happened. Tell people your thoughts on the match, and then what happened. Go ahead, pick it up.
Well, Lesnar, yeah, he pulled the mats away, and then Undertaker... He goes to do a F5, but Undertaker counters and goes into a choke slam.
Yeah.
Choke slams Lesnar on the wood. And then afterwards, he picks him up for a tombstone and puts Brock Lesnar's head 847 feet away from the wood.
From the exposed plywood.
So shockingly, Lesnar kicks out.
Much like earlier in the match, like I love the fact that we had blood from both guys. I'm like, I really needed it.
Yeah.
And even more so, it made me think you really should have shown that other... Hell in a Cell match where there was way more blood, but still, to show people what they were going to get.
Yeah.
And I think that would have done a better job selling this than anything they did do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when Lesnar did that spot where he gigged really early...
Not the lever spot. Not a spot like...
It was it was supposed to look like he hit his head. It looked like he was... He completely blocked the ring post that he was hit into. Like...
Yeah.
It didn't even look like it could come close to cutting him.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's the same thing. So, yeah, anyways, this is still a great match. I don't care.
Then it was a third F5 to Taker on the wood. 1-2-3. Lesnar wins. Taker does his, I'm having a hard time sitting up. The crowd actually goes crazy. There's a big thank you Taker chant. Taker stands up. He's standing in the ring, soaking in the adulation of the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a moment where he kind of looked at Lesnar like, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of gave that, you know.
Yeah, like, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
now, we have to mention this, that earlier in the night, before we get there, we have to mention that there was a... Because we had talked about how this is supposed to be Taker's last spot for both guys.
Oh, right.
Until the Royal Rumble, right?
Yes,
or maybe even WrestleMania.
That's very true.
And then there was a commercial saying...
Twice.
Yeah, for Survivor Series, saying it was 25 years ago,
Undertaker
debuted. So, like...
The commercial was Survivor Series, 25 years of Undertaker.
Yeah, so it was going to be...
It's
like,
all
okay.
About the Undertaker.
Well, yeah. And so it became...
No treble.
No. No, so it became obvious that it's like, okay, he's going to be a Survivor Series. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
That's where he debuted 25 years ago. That's perfect.
That's why you beat him.
didn't matter.
No, it didn't. Fucking
no, especially after the great match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus it didn't matter who won or lost after that.
No. But yeah, so we knew he was going to be a Survivor Series. And I was saying to you, I'm like, who's going to, like, what do you do with him in a Survivor Series? Do you put him in a Survivor Series match, which is where he debuted 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Or do you do a one-on-one? And I said, if you do him a Survivor Series match, and I said, you could transition to something with Strong Broman here, or...
Or Braun Strowman.
Yeah, same thing. Strong Broman.
Yeah. Or I was thinking, like, Coco Beware.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jim the Anvil.
Ted DiBiase.
No, it was on his team. You'd have to go against, like, the Anvil.
Oh. There's no way he could get him up for a chokeslam now.
You don't think so?
Not now.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
It isn't really...
He makes me seem skinny now.
But, I don't know, he doesn't, like... He doesn't wear clothes, so...
True.
He just wears a fanny pack.
And you could grab him by the beard.
You could. See?
Yeah.
See? We'd be stupid not to book this.
So anyways. So...
So then the lights go, and it's the Wyatt...
He goes to do his one knee pose, right?
Yes,
that's
right.
When the lights...
Then the lights do the Wyatt thing. So the Wyatt-Taker feud continues.
Yes.
And then
it was all four members.
Yeah, all four come down to the ring, beat the fuck out of the Undertaker.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. And then they carry him out like a cross, like an Undertaker symbol.
Yeah.
Much like the Ministry of Darkness used to do.
Yes, yes.
To people.
Yeah, and it's also something that they've done before, too. Like, they first took Kane. The first time they debuted,
that's
they
true.
Took Kane out.
That's
that
right, way. They did that, too. So there
but,
you go.
But yeah, I mean, so it almost seems like, is he going to join them because he's been taken by them? Like, so my problem with this is, like, I like it. It was a good angle.
So that's your problem.
It got some heat back for Wyatt. My problem is Wyatt lost another big match, and like he always does,
uh-huh.
He never sells his losses at all, and that's my problem with it. Like, every time he's ever lost a big match, he's just back and doing something else dastardly with no... There's never any... Like, his loss didn't seem that important, which to me makes the win by Reigns not important. And it's the same thing, like, when he lost to Undertaker, and then next time we saw him, he was showing up beating up, I think it was Ambrose... You know, and like...
No, I don't think it was Ambrose. I think he was away for a while.
Maybe it was... Yeah,
it was
Reigns.
It was Reigns. Next thing he did...
They did Ambrose.
No, Ambrose was before Mania.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, that was Harper.
Yeah, because Ambrose took
Ambrose
was facing Rollins for the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he interfered.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it doesn't even matter.
I thought they had that was the big announcement of TLC at the Survivor Series. Remember that they already had the big.
The point is, the point is that
tables, ladders, and chairs.
This is what always happens.
Already announced before, you know, at this. At
yeah,
the
you're right. There was something
debut,
like that, but so. It doesn't matter. The point being that Wyatt always loses his big matches and never ever. There's never any psychology or thought behind his losses to make it. Nothing ever sticks with him. He's the heel John Cena. Just comes out and smiles and no sells everything.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, okay, you kind of get your heat back because you did this to him. But I'm like, look, you just lost a huge match to Reigns in a Hell in the Cell. Like, there shouldn't there be some sort of... Like, he didn't even seem angry doing it. Like, I'm getting... Like, I'm... You know? It was just... And to me, it's like... If he's transitioning into what's happening with Taker... Then he shouldn't have lost that match. And if you're gonna, especially if you're gonna do it like this, like the whole thing to me is just, I the angle is good, the psychology behind and the logic behind everything is not clicking for me.
Right.
But the angle itself was performed well and got a lot of heat.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's all you can expect nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. So fuck you for thinking there'd be logic. That's the big thing. That's the big point here.
Yeah.
If you think
I want him to start selling something.
No.
Yeah.
He's not going to. Part of me doesn't really think... I understand what you're saying. Part of me, though, with that psychopathic character...
Like, I'm the new face of fear, and then I lost a Taker, and then I don't... it didn't matter. Then
no.
I came out and cut my next promo on my next guy.
Yeah.
Like, and it's the same thing here. Like, it's... So anyways, we'll see how it plays out tomorrow, though. I mean, at least I have some interest in watching Raw tomorrow, because we should have... We should have this storyline play out, and we should have the Alberto Del Rio story.
There's Alberto Del Rio.
So it's those two storylines.
Yeah.
And then who's next for, like, for like Charlie and Rollins. Yeah, because nobody set up for Rollins, and you know.
Yeah. So really, the big to me, the thing exactly is who's going to join Undertaker on his team, if it's going to be, you know, Roman, Ambrose, Kane, and Undertaker.
But again, you totally blew off this feud tonight. So why would he? And I was waiting for the two of them to come out here and save him, and they never did.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I was like, and who's going to be the fourth guy then who's going to come out and save him? I was like, because it can't be Orton. So is it going to be Lesnar? At the time, I was thinking Lesnar. But
yeah.
Now Kane would make more sense, but who gives a fuck about Kane and anything? I don't know.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Who gives a fuck about
Kane? So anyways, I think that's it. We're OUT.
Yeah, I think that was it. So a better than expected Heck in the Sack.
The main event had to save it for me. The main event saved it for me.
Yeah.
I'd give it 6.5 out of 10.
I'd go 7.
But I would go the main event and the actual angle itself. I mean, those are like an 8.5, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 there.
So it really pumps up the rest of the show. That's like a 4.5 or 5 a lot.
Yeah, if you give... I was going to say...
That's what counts the most is the main event.
If you exactly.
Especially tonight.
Yeah. And again, in that Alberto Del Rio, Zeb Coulter interest there with Cena coming back and the big... newsiness of it, of that, that's why I give the whole show a 7. So, yeah.
Alright.
So we're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We are on iTunes, we are on Stitcher, we are on the TuneIn Radio app, WeTalkWrestling.com, and that's about it. So, yeah. Yay. What a great show.
So in the meantime...
In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Are you going to say anything? Are we off the air or what?
I really thought I was great tonight.